Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Speaking for myself, not hard at all to imagine someday Ross at this. Greater Buffalo Sports Hall of Fame induction ceremony. Look.
Was he here long enough? I don't know.
Veteran NFL player in the trenches, yeah. Bulldog. Ivy leaguer. And now, I mean.
A staple.
Absolute, a statement. Longtime WGR guest.
Yeah, all right.
Plus, in addition to his other duties, Westwood One, the Ross Tucker podcast, Even Money Football. I mean, the guy has an empire. You've seen, there's a lot of people in this.
That is correct. That is correct.
Ross, I am announcing my candidacy to nominate you for the Greater Buffalo Sports Hall of Fame someday.
And I'm a little lukewarm. How do you feel about it, Ross?
He's not sure.
I love it. I'm actually already in several Hall of Fames. I don't mean to brag, but I am in the Pennsylvania State Hall of Fame, Berks County chapter. You have to say the second part really like trailing away and low.
Yeah.
I try to make it sound like I'm in the State Hall of Fame. But I'm actually just in the Berks County chapter of the State Hall of Fame.
Still
so
good.
It annoys me because on Monday night when I do games with Kevin Harlan, I listen to him with Kurt Warner. And he's always like, I'm with the Hall of Famer Kurt Warner here on Monday night. Well, when I'm with Kevin, he never says that. And my question to him is, does it have to be the Pro Football Hall of Fame? You know? Why can't I'm also in the Wild Missing Football Association Hall of Fame in Wild Missing, Pennsylvania. Again, I don't mean to brag, but it's kind of a big deal. I should be in the, what's that town in New York where I did an appearance one night? I should be in their Hall of Fame.
Like out by the stadium?
It's kind of far away from Buffalo, but they do this, like, cool night. I went with Dornbos and, like, Don Maynard was there.
Ooh.
Hornell. Yep. Not Cornell. No, Hornell. Yeah, yeah. With an H.
Gotcha. Right.
I mean, you're clearly building a case. And, again, you have our, or at least my support.
You know what I remember about the Hornell presentation? Two things. One is, I don't know why, but when I was with the Bills, I wore a tan suit a lot. And when you're 320, 325, a tan suit is not what you should go with. Like, you need to go with a dark suit. Mm-hmm. That tan just made me look bigger, you know? Mm-hmm. I needed to wear, like, a dark suit. Secondly, I'm sitting at the table, and the guy that's, like, running it, he's talking to some other guy, and he's like, yeah, ticket sales were down like 20%. I mean, you know, last year we had Thurman Thomas. A couple years before that, we got Jim Kelly. You know, with these guys, you know. And I'm like, hey, buddy, I'm right here. I'm right here. Like, can you move away when you – like, I know I'm not as well-known as those guys, but you have to say it near me? Let's use a little bit of truth here.
Don Maynard, you can't catch sunshine. He was on our show years ago. I loved it. He was super cool. Well, you can't wear a yellow jacket either to that Hall of Fame confusion point. You can't just roll into Lambeau in a yellow jacket, right? Like, that would be bad form.
Yeah. That would actually be interesting. Like, what would happen if I just bought a really nice yellow sport coat and just started wearing that to the games I was broadcasting on the radio?
I would love it. That'd be great. With us is, as we did not the best job introducing Ross, Odyssey NFL insider Ross Tucker. Insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side.
So, Ross, Sunday has some of us shook, maybe more than others. Certainly not everyone is across the board in the same headspace, but I thought the Bills could go into Miami and sort of have half of their A game and still win them, still beat them handily. Win them? What the hell happened there? I'm not going to any Halls of Fame the way I'm going.
No, Hornell is not online, too.
No, they're not calling for me. And, Ross, I mean, what? I mean, it's the NFL. It happens. But, holy cow, did you see that coming at all?
No, because I thought they'd win the game. And, you know, I thought the Dolphins kind of had their one hurrah, if you will, against the Falcons. And then they outplayed the Ravens in the first half. And then after they lost, that, you know, then they're trading away Jalen Phillips, who, by the way, was fantastic last night for the Eagles. So I kind of was not expecting, you know, the Bills to lay that egg on the one hand. On the other hand, as I wrote on social media, at Ross Tucker NFL on Twitter X specifically, and a lot of Bills fans engaged with it and responded, we've talked about this now for 3 years, guys. Like, we've been talking about this. Now, listen, maybe I missed a year, but I'm convinced they do this every year. We talked before the season and early in the season how critical it was that they took advantage of their opportunities this year to get the number one seed and that they didn't lose games that they have no business losing this year. Well, this was that game. And a lot of the Bills fans replied to me and said, no, Atlanta was that game. Atlanta was that game. Atlanta, I feel a little bit differently about, because at least at that point, Atlanta still felt like they were a decent team. And it was a primetime game and Monday night game. This was a Sunday one against a divisional opponent that knows they're doing nothing this year. And it wasn't just that they won. They won handily. This wasn't like a last second, oh, man, we blew it. This was a we got our you-know-whats kicked by a bad team. And so now the number one seed is the least of the Bills' concerns at this point. And, man, I'd be in a bad headspace if I'm a Bills fan right now, because I would be very nervous that the reign of control as AFC East champs is over, and that you have a bunch of AFC East championships to show for it, but no Super Bowl appearances during whatever it's been, 5-year run, 6 years, you guys tell me, and now it's over, and there might be a new kid on the block who's the old kid who used to beat us up all the time.
So, Ross, as far as, like, how they can fix their problems, this game Sunday, they had a lot of them. There was also, in the wake of the trade deadline, talk about the Bills trying for Jalen Waddle or even maybe Quinnen Williams. I wonder what that means to a team, if anything, psychologically. Where to start here? When it's this season, when teams can handle James Cook, as backwards as this might seem with an Allen team, they can get away with it. And that's, like, it seems, the key to beating the Bills. So is it going to be as simple as that going forward? Can the Bills find more in their offense, in their passing game, to make this okay?
Well, they're going to have to. Yes, I think they can. I mean, it's not a good sign that they just signed Mecole Hardman. I mean, I'm okay with trying to other guys, but you know, I don't know what the Dolphins were asking for Jalen Waddle. But if you think about it, if they got Jalen Waddle, they'd probably just win Sunday's game. You know, the addition for the Bills and subtraction for the Dolphins, that might have been the difference in Sunday's game. What's that worth? I'm not sure the Eagles win last night's game against the Packers without Jalen Phillips. Now, they gave up a third-round pick for him. I would love to ask GMs and analytics people and math people what a quality win is worth in terms of a draft choice compensation. I think most people would say, hey, if this is going to be the difference between beating the Packers on Monday Night Football or not, yeah, I'd give a seventh-round pick. We're trying to win the Super Bowl this year, and that's a huge win. Is it a sixth-round pick? Is it a fifth? Like, I don't know what the number is, but there's a number, clearly, that you would give up a draft choice for a victory, an important victory. So I'd love to know what the Dolphins wanted for Waddle. I'd love to know what the Bills were offering. What I'm not a huge fan of is these reports on Sunday. The Bills were the highest bidder for this guy. The Bills tried the hardest for this guy. I'm a huge fan of Brandon Bean. I think he's done a really nice job. But it's kind of like what Mike Vrabel said. You know, this is not horseshoes. This is not hand grenades. You know, this is NFL transactions. There is no close. Close is not even a thing.
Right.
That's like saying, oh, we almost drafted this guy, but then the team ahead of us drafted him. Yeah, nobody cares, ever, forever, never. Like, that's the part where I'm not a fan of, like, I don't know, saving face leaks, if you will.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter that they were close.
Well,
that makes it worse. That almost makes it feel worse.
100% I agree, Ross. We've talked some about this. The reporting is that it was a first and a third that the Bills were willing to send to Miami, and the hang-up was that the first was going to be in 2027, and they wanted it to be in this upcoming, in 2026, and that was the problem. And I agree with you. If you believe that reporting, I think that makes the Bills look worse, because what's the difference between giving up that makes it just look like you backed away because you didn't want to pay that price. And I think most Bills fans would have gone, yeah, I'll pay that price. I mean, easy for us to say out here, right? We don't have to do Brandon Bean's job, but I don't know. If they leaked that story thinking it was going to help them, that they tried really hard to get Jalen Waddle, the specifics of it undo any goodwill that they might have got. I don't want to speak for everyone. Maybe somebody likes it. I don't know. But to me, it just says failure.
You know what's funny about that, too, is I've spoken with multiple executives from teams that have told me they would much rather, and they think every team would say this, much rather have first-round picks in 2027 than 2026.
Mm. Yep.
They've done the work, and if you look at college football, both at quarterback or some of these guys like Jeremiah Smith and Ryan Williams at receiver, the 2027 draft has the best players in college football right now. The 2026 draft does not. And so I had a guy tell me recently, I think most teams would rather have stockpile first, like the Jets. They got a first-round pick for Gardner in 2027 and a first-round pick for Quinnen Williams in 2027. That wasn't like an accident. That was on purpose, because they think there's going to be better high-end players in that draft. So that really, Bulldog, doesn't make sense.
With Ross Tucker on the Western Hotline, Insider Calls brought to you by Nationwide. for your insurance and financial needs nationwide is on your side. Well, New England wins again. Nice win in Tampa. Indianapolis pulls it out in Berlin in overtime against Atlanta. Denver, 10-7 on Thursday night. Of course, 10-7 also the score, oddly, last night in your game. So it didn't get easier in the standings. Just as we've talked about, here we go into Week 11. Bills, Chiefs, both, well, the Chiefs aren't even in a playoff.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Tough spot. Right. Bills in a wild card spot. Baltimore in there, too. Maybe they get through and win their division. But very different and interesting time in that way in the AFC.
Yes. You know, and what's funny about that is, like, the Broncos have won 7 straight. They're 8-2. They're home on Sunday against the 5-4 Chiefs, and the Chiefs are favored by 3.5. You know,
yep.
That's the thing that you know, people are like, "Oh, you are what your record says you are." I mean, technically, yes, but that doesn't mean that's who's really the better team. You know, I mean, nobody thinks the Broncos are better than the Chiefs. Nobody. Their record is, and they might, as a result, end up getting, you know, winning the division, but nobody actually thinks that they're better.
I think you could say the same thing about the Ravens and the AFC North. Like, Pittsburgh is still leading that division, but I right now, I would bet on the Steelers missing the playoffs.
I would agree with that. That's the thing, too. Who was I talking? Oh, I was on in Houston this morning on the Odyssey station, and they're happy that, you know, they won the game against the Jags. They came back. I said, have you guys seen who you're up against in the AFC wildcard race right now? You ever heard of the Chiefs or the Bills or the Chargers or maybe the Steelers or Ravens? I mean, it is fierce for those wild card spots in the AFC. And I have my doubts about teams like the Jags and the Texans, but it's very possible the three wild card spots are Bills, Chiefs, Chargers.
Yep.
I theoretically, it could be Bills, Chiefs, Ravens. I mean, that is fascinating. Which, a couple things. One is, makes those playoff games awesome. And secondly, you know, there were a lot of people that didn't like the idea of having a seventh playoff team in each conference when the NFL did it. We really need it. I mean, it doesn't seem like many of these years is that people thought, oh, there's going to be 8-9 teams in. That hasn't been the case at all.
Yeah, this year could be that year, especially for that. Before you go, Ross, last night, I can't figure out what has happened to Green Bay. Maybe I was just too high on them. But losing to Carolina and then this game, I mean, I don't want to say anything bad about Philadelphia here necessarily, but Green Bay had tons of chances, seemed to be able to get the ball across the 50 easily enough. But, man, am I too harsh thinking really negatively about Jordan Love in this game? They have injuries. Philadelphia's good. But, man, I wanted a lot better from the Packers.
Well, Love has been inconsistent this year. So, and we know that. I would say actually both quarterbacks had off nights last night. I also think, you know, watching, I was there, I called the game with Kevin Harlan last night. So when you look at a game like that, I don't know, guys, I thought it was maybe two-thirds to three-quarters, I would say, good defense, and a third to a quarter bad offense. It was more good defense with two really talented, young, fast defenses. I mean, they are that good. You know, you think about Micah Parsons and Rashawn Gary and those linebackers, Cooper and Quay Walker, and then the Eagles. Those defenses are really good. The quarterbacks were a little bit off, and the offenses were having some mental errors, some penalties, some mistakes, and that's how you end up getting 10-7. Like they got, that's what happens. The other thing I would say, though, for the Packers, in fairness, you know, their best skill position player is Tucker Kraft. He's now out for the year with a torn ACL. I think their best receiver is Jaden Reed. He's been out for weeks with a fractured collarbone. During the game, they lost arguably their best offensive lineman, Elton Jenkins, at center. They lost Romeo Doubs, their best remaining receiver. I mean, they're down a lot of guys, Mike. A lot of guys.
Yep,
you know that. And the Bills are experiencing that a little bit. But you take away a team's two best receivers, best tight ends, you know, and they're going against really good defense. That's going to be tough.
Was it? What was? I know it was pretty cold. Was it windy? Really windy? I didn't watch closely enough to know.
No, okay. It was not. I mean, there was some wind, but that was not a major factor.
Okay.
You got time to tell us how you get out of there? Like, not just Green Bay, but any one of these games. Like, 11, what time are you packed up? 11:30? And, you know, you're home when? This morning?
Well, a couple things. So, if it's a West Coast game, I always take a red eye. Different stadiums are more difficult to get out of. Packers is about a 10 to 15 minute sit there, but we do like a 20 minute post game show. So that helps get some of the people out of there. And then typically if I can't take the red eye, I'm on the first flight the next day.
Mm-hmm.
Last night was a unique circumstance. I have a friend that had never been to Lambeau. It was his birthday. I invited him to come with me. And then I ended up going on his private plane to the game.
Nice.
That'll work.
Yeah, that helps.
Win-win. That's a win-win.
I would have never known growing up where I grew up that that was even a thing that people did. But there are people that do that, and I happen to be friends with some of them, which is nice.
Very good.
Well, no having to deal with the long lines then. So good for you.
Thank you, Ross.
That was, especially with everything that's going on. By the way, is that over now?
All the canceled flights?
You guys know I don't follow current events or politics at all. So now that the government shutdown is about to be over, right? Does that mean all the flights will be back to normal?
I don't know either. Bulldog's shaking his head.
I have no idea.
No.
All right, well, go ahead and... All right, this is where I need everybody else, okay?
Yes.
Ross Tucker NFL on Twitter X. I don't feel like looking it up or Googling it. Just say, Ross, the shutdown will officially end Wednesday. All of your flights next weekend should be good. Or whatever. Like, whatever the answer is, hit me up on social media at Ross Tucker NFL.
Hopefully they can cover for us. Thanks, Ross.
Always. See you guys.
All right. Talk to you next week. That is... Odyssey NFL Insider Ross Tucker. Insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side.
I'm not sure. He doesn't sound like a guy who necessarily needs commercial
No, at least not last night. Yeah, right.
I wonder if he thinks I, like, knew that. That's why I happened to ask him today about getting... I did not know any of that. I've been to Green Bay, and the idea of having to get home when I'm leaving the stadium at like midnight or whatever that is, how do you even do it? Remember once with weather, we had to drive to Appleton, Wisconsin, and fly out of Appleton to Detroit. And I can't picture Ross doing any of that.
Right.
I feel like he's too big time for that kind of.
And now we know he is.
And that was correct.
That's been confirmed.
That has been confirmed.
He's got a friend with a private plane.
I do not have that.
No, I at least not that I'm aware of.
The closest I get now is knowing Ross,
right.
who knows somebody with a plane.
Right.
That's the closest I've ever been to a private plane. All right, Bill's angst, 803-0550. We're at the Buffalo Convention Center today. The Greater Buffalo Sports Hall of Fame induction ceremony is tonight. Mike Shope and the Bulldog here for your calls. This is WGR.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed-sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
And that's not going to be the last touchdown Max Hairston gives up. It's not going to be the last catch he gives up. Playing corner in this league is a challenge. Really good receivers, you know, but it was awesome to see him respond. Again, we talk about the resiliency all the time, and Max is going to be a good player.
Babbage, one of the few bright spots Sunday for the Bills. Maxwell Hairston with that interception in the loss to the Dolphins. From the Convention Center, tonight's the night for the annual Greater Buffalo Sports Hall of Fame dinner. Mike Schoepf and the Bulldog here at 803-0550. Pretty smooth sailing the rest of the way for us, except for possibly a couple of guests toward the back end of the show when the inductees start to file in. It's only Tuesday, but Todd Bowles, have you worked up any hatred for the Bucs coach too early in the week? Or do you already have some? Do you already walk around with it? Maybe, I don't even know what you feel, how you feel about Todd Bowles.
I sort of like rooting for Todd Bowles. So I'm gonna have to get back to you. I'm gonna have to dig in.
Yes.
And clearly. And find some actionable content for you on Todd Bowles.
Yes.
Remember, it took me until Friday of the game, the Carolina game, to get something on Canales. And please don't ask me what that was, because I've forgotten already what it was. But I know I did come with something Friday early in the show. I think we're supposed to. I made a big deal about it. Like, oh, what did I tell you what I've got here? And it was, you know, yeah, armpit fart noise, basically. But I did get there, so I'll dig in.
You needed, we needed it
tonight while I'm watching Leafs Bruins on TNT / HBO Max / whatever. I'll do some Googling. I'll go find some goods on Todd Bowles.
I watched a game recently that he played in. Okay. Oh, there's Todd Bowles.
All right,
Super Bowl 21.
Was he any good?
I don't remember. It didn't make a profound impact on me, right. His play. But I see here at Pro Football Reference that he did have a tackle in that game.
Do you have any nicknames?
Oh, I don't see any.
That could be a good place for me to start.
Unfortunately for you, I don't see any.
A good place to start. I mean, this is most frivolous possible place to start, but that, you know, that's how I like to do it.
It's still a place to start.
Right now I'm an empty set right now, and I have not pulled anything in yet. So I would like to start with that, but I can't, obviously.
You know, earlier I brought up Nick Sirianni and then Sean McDermott. How many teams do you see them coaching over the course of their careers? Like, both guys have been very successful in their first job, in their first head coaching job. And maybe they both last in those jobs a long time. Has either done enough, so we talked about this last hour, has either done enough where if they were to be out for whatever reason in their current job, that they'd get scooped right up? And you kind of think yes.
I think both are yeses, yes.
Bowles has coached three franchises.
Right.
The Dolphins as an interim coach, and then the Jets for 4 years. And then Tampa which is now his fourth year in Tampa. And his win-loss record isn't great because of those Jet years.
The Jet years are tough. That's part of the reason why I like to root for him, because I think anybody who goes through the machine that is the Jets, the fact that they even get another job is to their credit. And I just think that can scar a guy, a coach, and I appreciate the fact that he's managed to do all right for himself post Jets years. I just think that's the worst job in football.
So he has a Super Bowl ring as a player, and then he would have one as the defensive coordinator of the Brady Bucks.
Okay.
That one with Arians. He replaces Arians. You know what's interesting as I'm thinking about this? He replaced Rex in New York.
In New York, right.
And he replaced Bruce Arians. And this is if I'm not stereotyping wrongly, it's a classic example of how teams hire their next coach. Because you've just got two big mouths.
Right.
And Todd Bowles is like exactly the opposite of that, right? I mean,
right.
I know I've heard him talk.
But it's very low-key. Yeah.
You don't hear him talk on the late-night circuit. He's maybe not destined to go into broadcasting. Maybe he is. I don't know. Maybe he'd be good.
No, this is a guy, I don't know, maybe, I'll see him on the field, either at halftime or after halftime, right, because they take turns. And I don't know what he's like in that situation. Most guys are just get me through it. I just have a feeling he's like, is there a five-word sentence I can use here? Like, that would be bold. Whatever you're going to ask me, I'm going to the lowest minimum amount of talking I can possibly do is how I feel like he would be in that situation. I don't know if that's misjudgment on my part, but I just feel like he's a very low-key, serious dude.
Which, my grandmother used to say, the less you say, the more people think you know.
Mm-hmm.
And look how I've come to embody that.
Right, yes.
I'm never talking.
Right.
The less you say, the more people think you know. And so Bowles, to your point, maybe you get the impression, I can believe this guy. I trust him. He doesn't say a lot, but when he talks, I'm listening. I trust him. Yet, his reputation for talking about injuries is not great in this way. It's not great. Like, with Godwin, they ruled Godwin out for this game already. But,
And Irving, I think. They're on the same.
Bucky. Yeah. It's a little bit more toward the Pete Carroll end of the spectrum, it seems, where everybody's like, just they're almost back.
Oh, okay.
They could have put Bucky Irving got hurt 5 games ago. They didn't put him on IR because, this isn't what he said. This isn't like a quote. But what they did didn't work.
But, yeah, he's week to week, but not 4 weeks.
Yeah, right. Basically. And it's been more than that now.
Right, yeah. Yeah.
Are they good? How good is Tampa Bay? How tough a test is this game?
I think they're – they're down guys, right? I mean, they're really making it work with Ibuka, and so no Evans, no Godwin. But I feel like that's a passing game that I'm even with just the one of the big three threats that they had coming into the year. I'm worried about their passing game. I'm worried about defending them. I think Baker is going to he's going to put it in there, and I don't think the Bills have been that buttoned up. They didn't have a terrible week in Miami, and again, it was 16-0 into the fourth quarter, and then it was a couple of long runs that really did them in that made it end up a blowout.
Yeah.
So they hit the one long one, but it wasn't like, there was just, guys just running open. Like, Tua didn't have a day on them. I feel like Baker Mayfield could have a day on them. I think this is an opponent that you just – I don't have a lot of familiarity with him. I bet a lot of Bills fans don't. I mean, we watch the league. We see them when they're in prime time in red zone or whatever. But we're only a couple of weeks removed from Baker Mayfield being like an MVP candidate.
Right.
So they've had a couple of down weeks, and the injuries probably are eventually, like maybe for a little while you can get by before teams start figuring out, like, you know, what you're doing to make it work without Evans and Godwin and without Bucky Irving, and maybe they can just take Ibuka away a little more easily now that we're a few weeks into it. But I have a lot of respect for this Tampa team.
They have kind of stopped scoring. They were at a pretty high pace through week six. It was the Monday night game in Detroit that took the shine off Mayfield for the MVP, in the MVP conversation. They lost that game 24-9. Then a low-scoring win in New Orleans when the Saints really didn't threaten at all, but 212 total yards for the Bucs in the game against the Saints. And then bigger numbers last week, but they got lit up defensively by the Patriots. So it has slowed down there. At the Bills, then at the Rams for Tampa in the next two.
Yeah, they got lit up by speed. Yeah, I mean, Henderson had those two long runs, and the young receivers, Kyle Williams.
Yes.
I mean, fire up the Jets. That was just a crossing pattern, and then he just ran away from everybody.
Another perfect throw.
Yeah.
See the Diggs touchdown?
Yes, I did.
That was pretty slick.
Yes, that really was. That was fourth down, too.
It was fourth down at the one. I had the game on in the radio when it happened. And I was almost shocked that they went for it. Because, again, that math, that fourth down goal-to-go math doesn't really matter when it's the end of the half. Because they're not going to – if you miss it, they're not starting at their one. This is the – it's like 1 second left or something. Yep. It was like the last play of the half. And, man, it did not look like it was there, that pass to Diggs. But May hit it. Ibuka, you mentioned him, having a great rookie season. Tez Johnson, Bulldog, you're a big Tez Johnson guy.
He's always have been.
He's relevant in that offense.
Going back to his Pop Warner days.
With their injuries. Tez Johnson.
I had him in my Pop Warner fantasy league.
I think he's small.
When he played Pop Warner?
Yes. He's not that small. 5'10", 165. Is that small? That's not really small. It's not Tank Dell.
It's smallish.
It's not big.
Right.
He's not old, but he's not young.
Right.
He's not small, but it's not big.
No.
Tez Johnson. Who is brothers with Bo Nix. This is the guy out of Oregon that Bo Nix's parents maybe adopted.
Oh, okay. I did not know that connection.
I think it's that story. We'll take a break from the convention center. Give us a call if you like. Talk about the Bills. Do your friends sound like they are too harsh, too worried, too panicky, or the opposite as opposed to how you feel? 803-0550. We'll be back after this break here on WGR.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
on the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.